弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
很久没有站在这里宣告神的话。
Haven't stand here proclaim the word of God for a while.
尤其是跟翻译的弟兄配搭的时候，那种要受训练的。
Especially having been co-worked with the brother who translated, we do need some training on that.
但是呢，我们在本堂就有这种翻译，到别的堂会呢，讲到就是没有翻译的时候，比较自由运行在讲员的身上。
It is a little different that like in other gatherings, probably it has more freedom when without translation.
我们再看两处的经文。
Let us read two more verses.
看以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章十二十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
这个就是保罗建造教会的时候，有吗？他要带领我们一起来建造教会，所以这个是一个主旨在这里教导我们。
This is a main theme when Paul wants to share the message how to lead us to build up the church.
我们请一起来念好不好
？Let us read together.
我要成全圣徒，割尽其职，建立基督的身体，只打败我们众人在真道上同归于一，但是以从儿子得以长大成人，满有基督的小神形象。以下我加一句啊，他说使我们不再做小孩，众人的诡计和欺骗的法术被一切异教之风啊吹来飘去，随从各样的异端。
Verse 14, there will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。因为你爱我们之心，为我们预备了救恩之路。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because you loved us first. You prepared us for salvation.
你差遣你的儿子为我们的罪被钉十字架。
You sent your beloved Son to die on the cross for our sin.
因为他的宝血代赎了我的生命，我称呼神为我神，耶稣为我救主的时候，我就成为得救的新人。
And His precious blood saves us from our sins, and we can proclaim we are sons of God.
谢谢你，你把你的圣言指教我们要去传福音。
Thank you, give us your holy words and command us to share your gospel.
因为我们都是你的见证人。
Because we are all your witness.
把你的身体建造起来，都有责任。
We all have the responsibility to build up your body.
谢谢你把圣经留给我们。
Thank us to give the scripture.
我们有样的看见如何照着保罗所写的书信来建立你自己的家。
So we can build up your body according to what has been taught by Paul.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
在这个过渡时期，我们想往前面的道路能够走得更准确。
Let us have a better direction in this transition period.
我们能照你的话行。
That we can walk according to your word.
让这个身体长大成人。
May your body grown up to the full maturity.
满有基督的形象。
Have the full maturity of the grown body of Christ.
荣耀你自己的名。
And glorify your name.
帮助孩子。
Help your child.
能够在这里讲的时候，都是从上头来的话语。
that I can speak in according to what has been spoken above.
让听的人受到造就。
Let those who hear can be equipped.
那讲的人自己也得了帮助。
Let the one who speaks be, have benefit too.
我们谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you. Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督圣灵祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们把节目单打开啊，里面已经我写了，题目叫做迈向灵敏成熟。
Let us look at this. It says, pursuing the spiritual maturity.
我们再打开提摩太前书刚刚念过的经文，第四章。
Let's turn back to First Timothy, chapter 4.
保罗写这封信的时候，他有个要求，提摩太。
And when Paul wrote this letter, he had a request to Timothy.
他第六节，四章六节这么讲：你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语上和你所向来服从的善道上得了教育。
In verse 6 says, if you point these things out to the brothers, you'll be a good minister of Jesus Christ Jesus, brought up in the truth of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed.
这个勉励，第二个是这个警语了，他说只要弃绝那世俗的言语和老父方面的话，在敬虔上操练自己。
Verse 6 is an encouragement, and verse 7 is a warning.Have nothing to do with godliness myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly.
所以我们看见底下第八节就讲了，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因为有今生跟来生的应许。
So on verse 8, we see that for physical training is of some value, but godliness have value of all things.Holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
我们属灵的操练，就像刚刚保罗所提的，这个是要经过两次，一个是身体，你有好身体，你读书啊，各方面精神比较好，能够做好你的作业。
Just like Paul mentioned here, we do need physical training.
但是我们如果要进谦方面的话，保罗说。你要注意这底下几点我告诉你的去做。
But the emphasis of Paul is on the training of godliness.
我们看见啊，操练身体的时候，帮助我们在身体上建立的时候呢，最近流行的很多在广告上面呢有几样东西，就说这个健康食品啊，你们吃的有机的是最好的，帮助你。
As for physical training, we also see many advertisements about the benefit of organic food.
那个还有一个就是，如果你吃了这些东西，你就少看医生。
And they claim that if you eat more of these, you see a doctor less often.
你可以省了很多看医生的钱啊。
You can save a lot of money seeing doctors.
所以我们这两件东西在我们美国花了几亿以上，每年多少年都是预备。一个是吃东西健康，一个少看病啊、少看医生能够省钱。最近我们的这个国会要说通过每一个人眼就健保的事情闹得很大了。
And you can see that in United States that healthier food and medical expenses is a huge amount of dollars. And recently there has beendiscussions on the Capitol Hill about the reforms of a health care.
圣经告诉我们，我们的身体是重于饮食，耶稣说的。
Bible tells us, like Jesus said, the body is more important than food.
啊，应该说生命重于饮食。
And the life is more important than food.
所以我们在操练的时候说，如果你说敬虔，我们能够在神的国度里面，这里面的话。能够得到神的祝福，现在你就可以得着现在的祝福，将来的祝福就是你得到永生与他同在。
And as for spiritual training, for godliness will hold the promise of both the present life and the life to come.
所以保罗第四节说，我劳苦努力，正是为此，因为我们的指望在永生的神。 他是万人的救主,
Paul says here in verse 10, and for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially for those who believe.
所以他叫提摩太，提摩太在这个以弗所的教会里面， 他有点胆怯。
Paul wrote this letter because Timothy has a little is a little timid in the church of Ephesus.
因为他是跟保罗一起传道的,
because he co-worked with Paul.
不是长在这个教会的,
he was not grown from that church.
他受保罗训练以后, 保罗把他留在这个教会,
he was trained by Paul, and Paul led him in this church.
以弗所教会, 保罗在那里三年帮助这些人受训练,
and Paul stayed 3 years in the church of Ephesus.
他们这些人, 很多就是保罗在那边传道的时候改信了，异教到教会来。
And many believe because of Paul's ministry there.
那里有一座很大的偶像。
There was a big idol there.
叫做雅典尼。
It's at Adamas.
雅典尼，我们中国人都说就是观音菩萨身子啊。 繁殖力很强的,
it is like similar to some of the Chinese idols.
很高，几丈高, 全山挖出来的那个偶像的这些上面就是女人的乳房很多, 一水垂下来。
And the statue is very high, and I have a lot of women's breasts on the statue.
那这个以弗所整个城的人都是敬拜他, 说我们是保护守护这个神的。
And the entire city of Ephesus worshipped this idol.
那《以弗所书》里面写说，这个城有多大，他没有讲。但是研究是说，这个它那个庙之大是当时的世界七个奇观中间的一个。The
Bible didn't tell us how big the temple is, but we know that it's one of the seven wonders of this world.
那个比现在的 football 我们打足球的球场还大。
It's probably bigger than football fields now.
可以有几万人在里面聚会。
It can hold tens of thousands of people there.
这是一个非常大的征战，保罗在里面讲了三年的道，有好一批的人放下拜偶像的东西来跟随保罗。
It was a big spiritual warfare because a lot of people during that period of 3 years, many converted from idol worship to true worship.
他们把那些的拜偶像的那些奥秘的书籍拿出去全部烧掉的时候，一共值了5万块钱。
And when they believe that they throw away and burn those books of the ministry of idol worshiping, it's worth a lot of money.
Okay, 所以里面的成员不是很整齐的。
So it's quite different of all the members of the church.
有的是 少数的犹太人,
some are Jews, which are minority there.
多半呢都是外邦人。
The majority of them are from the pagan worship.
Yes, yeah. 所以你要教这些人的时候，你自己没有把你自己的根基弄好，你没有办法说把真理教导给他们听。
Without a solid foundation of truth, you cannot teach to these kind of people.
所以第一个，保罗就说你要在生活上立起榜样来。So
first of all, Paul said that if you want to teach, you need to be a role model in daily life.
只有你自己做出来的事情，让别人看了心服口服以后，他们会跟你做。And
you, after people see what you actually do in your daily life, they will follow you.
不要小看你自己年轻。
Do not look down your age.
你好像就是要推辞而已。
And do not kind of turn away from your responsibility.
你已经30几岁了。
Because you're more than 30 years old.
保罗那时候60几岁了。
Paul's about over 60s.
所以你要振作起来。
And be strong.
所以还跟他讲，虽然你这个胃有点毛病，健康不太好，但是你可以稍微的喝一点酒，不要一直喝那些水了。
And Paul also said, even though you have a little health problem with your stomach, use some wine. That may help.
所以我们在这个情况之下, 他就做了榜样。 保罗说在榜样上效力的东西呢, 有多少呢? 就是你在 行为爱心信心清洁上做众人的榜样。
And here talking about for examples for the believers in these five areas, in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
这一句一段就可以讲一堂了。
And this contains enough message for an entire session.
我把四段分开的时候再讲，没有时间讲了。
I will be out of time if I cover it in detail.
我只能说他讲说源于行为 信心, 爱心, 清洁上, 就是你的生活上面的见证。
And I want to emphasize here, this speech, life, love, faith, and purity, added together, is your daily life.
源于是我们叫做源发出心里面的东西，源表心声啊。
And we say that your speech reveals your heart.
我们信主以后, 第一个改变就是我们的口头禅没有了。
The first change, external change, after we believe, is that or some of a common dirty thing on the way. We wouldn't say those dirty words again.
而且常常是讲造就人的话。
And we start to speak words that encourage others and build up others.
保罗是跟他说, 污秽的言语, 一句话都不可以出来。
And Paul said, no filthy words can be out of your mouth.
你只讲造就人的话,
words of encouragement. So if the Bible says if you one truly love to pursue the good blessing, they need to constrain the mouth.
嘴唇不说诡计的话,
and their tongue should be utter the word of
这样子的话,
deceitfulness.
Yeah, 这样子的话, 你就能够造就别人, 造就自己。
And then you can build up others and build up yourself.
我在公司里面的话, 我们都看见了, 有好几个, 我们都说自己是基督徒的人。
In a company, I saw several ones who claimed to be Christian.
但是这位弟兄讲话就是喜笑啊, 说那些不好听的话。 我们觉得说这样子的人在面前, 我们若是做人的榜样, 是一个基督的代表的话, 我们很觉得很难过了。
And from some of them, it often comes out anytime the words of mocking, and it is truly a shame to be a Christian and saying that.
有一次我很生气了。
One time I got so angry.
常常挑毛病的他, 小毛病都来挑。
And often kind of trying to find the little mistakes.
我说你在这里做30几年了, 你还是这样子表现吗?
I said, you've been working here for over 30 years, still perform like this.
我底下不讲。
And I stopped right there.
是不是我说我的语言呢, English is not good. You don't understand what I'm saying.
Maybe, 也许我说的是英文不够好, 你听不懂我说什么。
不, 他说我听得懂。
And he said, no, I understand.
住口，我讲的好。最近他被选为这个月里面模范员工。
And this month he was elected to be the model employee of this hospital.
30几年了, 别人都已经模范登登登过来，他就是没有改掉那个口头的东西。
Because he has been working there for 30 years, many people become models year after year, but he never changed his habit of saying dirty words.
我说这个行为方面我们不讲到言行，还有这个重要的是说，行为做出来别人都看见你是个基督徒的时候，他们把荣耀归给神。And
the second part on the life, in life, that as a living a Christian life, others can see you, can give glory to God.
我们看这个地方，我观察以后，我很少看到大家带着圣经来聚会。I
observed that a few brought their own Bible to here.
我鼓励你们。
I do encourage you.
我们应该有个基督徒表现, 不说故意买一本圣经给人家看, 我来聚会。
We need to have them living a true Christian life. 要, not that it's just a Bible as our showing.
要在圣经里面来读他的话。
But we truly need to read the Word of God from the Bible.
神的话能够进到我们里面来改变我们的生命。
That the Word of God come into us to change us.
保罗讲到爱心的时候。
When Paul mentioned love.
爱心是我们做事的动力。
The love is a power when we do things.
提摩太，你应该要有爱。这个爱是从哪里来？是从神那里来。
Timothy, you should have love, the love from God.
你应该以基督的心为心。
To have Christ's mind.
有主的爱在里面呢，你才能够爱不可爱的人。
And to have the love of God to love others.
信心上面你要学习像我效法基督一样。
In faith, follow my example. Follow me as I follow Christ.
因为保罗说你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。所以他不是说你学了我。就是我的作为，而是基督在我身上的表现、更改的那种出来的生命。
As Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. It's not just follow Paul alone. It's follow the manifestation of Christ on Paul.
所以我们过去的几个月都讲到说，我活着就是基督。
And the theme of past several months is to live is Christ.
在里面的生命改变了。
The transformation of the inner life.
保罗有这么敢讲说，我活着就是基督，他就是要表现出来，我行事为人能够对得起那所蒙的恩召。
And Paul dared to say that to live is Christ, because for him to live is to live according to the holy calling of the Lord.
我不以传福音为耻。
Not to be ashamed to share the gospel.
我知道我所信的是谁。
I know who I believe.
而且我能够保存他所交托给我的这个职分。
And he will help me to preserve what he given to me.
我想这是一个最起码基督徒信仰的中间的根基，爱心、信心两个弧形成就在我的身上，让别人看出我在行事为人的时候，看见他是基督徒。
I know that faith and love are the most basic foundation of Christian life, so others can truly see we are Christians.
因为人家看不见这个耶稣，看不见上帝，只有我们这些基督徒能够代表我是耶稣基督的门徒来行他，来讲他的事情。
Because others wouldn't see Jesus himself directly, but only through us who followed our master.
还有一件，他说清洁上面。
And the last one, purity.
清洁上面就是在生活上面我们要分得很干净的，就是说清清洁洁跟清新的人一起祷告，你要逃避少年人的这个情欲。
And this purity here means to have to flee away from the evil desire of the youth and pray with the one who are pure.
所以在这一个的方面，我们现在近代的话，年轻的基督徒的这个也有这种趋向，就是在情欲上面我们做了不好的见证。
And the tendency is nowadays there's great challenge for younger Christians, according to how they react to their own lust.
连这些年轻的传道人
，even young missionaries,
因为色情的感染。
Because of the lust,
他们跌倒了
and they may fail.
就像我们那个电视上面过去八十年代、七十年代中间有个 Jim Baker 跟 Jim Swagger 这两个。
Just like two famous speaker on television, Jim Baker and Jim Speaker.
做了很大的机构上面的宣传。
They had big advertisement on huge organizations.
因为感情的事情，他们掉到坑里了。
But they fell down because of their lust.
那个时候，对我们这个全美国的基督教的机构的那些奉献的钱，一下子啪下来了。
When that happened, the offering money to those huge Christian organizations dropped dramatically.
你们基督徒里面的领袖是这样，那不是领袖的底下人，我想差不多跟他一样的。
Because people think that even the leader of such kind of leader is like this, then.For the average believer, what they will be like.
我想这个对我们来说的话，我们失去了很多不好的见证。
We lost a lot of testimony because of that.
我们就觉得说，如果做一个基督徒这件事，以前我就想了说，如果我们能够表现出好的话，我们对我们的教会，对主耶稣的事工有很大的贡献。
If we truly live a testimonial life, that we contribute great to God's church.
因为我们的标志是，你们是世界的善的光跟盐。
Because we are the light and salt of this world.
光能够照亮人，到引人到神面前来。
And the light can lead people out of darkness and to God.
And 盐能够调味啊，叫人生命中间有味道，基督的生命在他身上。
And salt can preserve and add taste.
我后面再说，我们这边所有的人就是 model 的时候，你走出去都有这种香气，对别人有影响。
I truly wish everyone of us here will have the fragrance from Christ.
我们常常讲到最近中国最大的一个广告就是，我们要做到世界上最好的品牌是自己发明的品牌。
And many big advertisements in China claim that they want to make the own Chinese brand of top quality of the world.
不过所有的长进的国家，就是像日本、韩国以前还是 copy 很多。
But just like Korea and Japan, they copy lots of brands.
但是如果我们教会能够长进，能够训练到一个什么，我们就说有一个我们这里出去的，我们的训练的品牌是最高的。
And I truly wish that there are brothers from our own that have the top quality.
就像什么呢？我们说像清华或者像北大，北大牌、清华牌，还有台大牌，还有哈佛牌，他们有这个名字那么响，就是因为他们所做的一切事情，培植得出来的人才是顶呱呱。
Just like so many top universities, their name come from the top graduates from them.
我恨不得说，哇 ，Kansas City 华人基督教会出来的每一个人都有很好的见证。
And truly, with it, everyone coming out of us will have a good testimony.
这是教会建立起来的一个非常好的过程。
That's a good progress for church to be doing.
这是真的哦，我们从斯伯萨里月出来的这些基督徒。在欧洲、纽西兰、美国、加拿大，他们都知道那些的卫理公会、撒勒月出来的都是非常好的基督徒。
And,
不是我自己讲啊。
And just like from the brothers from church from Salaya, they have good testimony all over the world.
这是一个姊妹去环球布道去参与的时候所表现出来。
This is from the observation of one sister who had a global ministry, and she traveled around and had that observation.
第二点
The second part.
我们长进的时候就在这个信仰上面要跟进去。
And for spiritual growth, according to our faith.
这个的话就讲到说，保罗就跟他讲说，那时候新约里面还没写出来，对不对？保罗就又说。我所教导给你的话啊，他这样子说，保罗提醒他说，这个是在这个提摩太后书一章十三节、十四节这里说，你从我所听的那纯正的话语的鬼魔，就是纲领啊，要用基督里的信心跟爱心常常守着。
Paul commanded Timothy on 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.What you heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus.
这些都是保罗自己亲身经历，从主耶稣基督所受的启示跟领受，在旷野三年时间想通了，来教导。
These were Paul's first-hand experience and revelations through his experience in the wilderness for 3 years.
所以他要求他做两件，第一。你当竭力的在这个提摩太前书二章十五节，你当竭力在神面前做无愧的工人，按正义分解真理的道。你要想教圣经教别人，你自己先要在圣经上面有能力，清清楚楚的把圣经查得好了，你才能教导的。
And Paul has two additional requests. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved.A workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. And to be able to teach, you need to know the word of God yourself.
提摩太后书二章一节，二节这里讲， 你在许多见证人面前所听见的，我所受的教训，你也要交托那些忠心能够教导人的人，叫他去帮忙。
And chapter 2, verse 2. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
所以我们一个长进，想长进的，第一个你必须想说，我一定要长进，才能够长进。你不长进就停在那。第二个，你在话语上追求的时候，你要有一个能够听的耳朵。
First of all, you need to have a strong desire to grow. Secondly, you need to have an ear to hear.
听进去以后，还有一个受隔离的心能够去行。
And your heart will truly be sanctified.
所以我们在教会里面看到一些比较长进的，我会很仔细观察，我告诉你。
And at church, I observe carefully on those who have a great progress.
从小我就是这样长大的。
And from the,
我是学习
and they truly learned.
那些愿意每一次到教会聚会的，常常拿着圣经笔记本坐在前面，或者坐在那里倾听的，一边听一边记。
And I observe those who come every time and listen carefully and take notes and sit in front of the seats.
从初中开始到高中到大学，大学我们分开了。我们所有的这些团契里面，青年团契以后少年团。都是这些人追求的，三排两排三排，这些人全部都起来，出国的出国，所上的教育都是顶呱呱的。
Observe that through my middle school, high school, and university, I see that the truly people make great progress are these kind of people.
所以你说我们长进上操练身体的时候，那灵里面的操练话语的时候，就像第一个你是要有想吃灵奶的。第一个生下来你喜欢吃。
And just like a physical training, for the spiritual training first, you need to have this strong desire for spiritual milk.
长过了以后你能够吃干粮。
And then you can eat real food.
等到你出国的时候你能够自己炒菜煮饭三年多。
And if you go abroad, you can start cooking.
我这个是比如就说你会从这个小的地方学习以后圣经读熟了以后，你慢慢看，有查考圣经的，有参考书，以后你可以到图书馆或者是哪里去。张弟兄这次又来参加聚会，他到哪里去？图书馆去，你去找他，常常在那里。
And I want to point out a progress that we need to pay attention to the small things and learn from small things, and read Bible and do the study and make your progress.
这样子的话，长进很快的，我们就可以看教会里面有好多个几个。你到他家去看的时候，图书馆就像我们这个大，更大，比这个更大，好几个。
And for some brothers and who truly pursue the progress, and if you go to their homes, you can see that their own collection of books seems to be more than the library here.
他们渴慕主的话到一个程度，现在这里受了这么大的教育以后，最后他们神的话在里面像火一样的烧他，烧他。他觉得说我要放下，我要去神学做更深的造就。
And even though they take great effort to go abroad to the United States, but the love of God is burning within them that they would pull away all their earthly achievements and started to go to seminaries.
所以我就记得林道亮院长到我们这里很早以前受教训说，教会就是一个基督学校。
And just like Brother 林道亮 said once that the church is the school of Christ.
培养造就天国人才。
And to train the talented one for the heavenly kingdom.
那你说我根本没有那个资格跑到那么高，那怎么这样底下怎么做？
And you may ask that I really don't deserve that. I don't qualify that.
所以教会有一个形态系统，就是说我们进来的时候出信了，你就在这里办。
So we need a system, we need some planning that for the first belief we have a class.
有个渠道在那，你一年以后把你转过来到这一班。
After a year, you transition to another class.
这一班是什么班？
What's the name of this class?
基要真理班。
It's a foundational
class. 再转到过一年，你又到另外一班，到哪里去？
And next year, where you go?
刘金石弟兄那一班。
And there's a class.
中间
的六。Focusing on the scripture.
把你旧约新约全部都把它查完，查得很好。
go through the entire New and Old Testament.
经过这一帮年以后，你装备以后，你对神的话可以记得很清楚了。After
you get equipped, you will be very familiar with the Word of God.
你已经装备中间，你不会就想说，哎，哪里有这个特别聚会的时候，你就跑去。So
you wouldn't just go just because there's a special meeting.
因为那个聚会跟我们的正宗的不一样，你不要去追求。
If you will start to discern what's in that special meeting,
圣经说什么,
because the Word of God already has authority in you.
那以后这一班过了以后, 再上去一班到哪里去啊?
And what's the next step?
吕弟兄那一班去。
And another class that that by Brother Luke.
不只是知识啊，还要走出去那个。
Not just knowledge, but your daily walk.
Some of us don't even know that
we're
here. 你追求的时候，你就是这样子跟着，跟着这张，英文班有两班。
So I want to let you know here that here is a progress.
Okay，这样子讲到说，你就说在神的话语上，英文就说。 Be well-trained in the Word of God. The Word.
Be well-trained in the Word of God.
好,
What's the Word?
读圣经的时候，你一个小技巧教给你。
A little, little skill when you read Scripture.
W-O-R-D. Word.
Summarized by the word W-O-R-D.
我们读经的时候，在神面前，第一个我们就是要默想、祷告、唱诗，来说灵修的时间。
In our quiet time, we need to meditate, sing hymns, and pray.
W说, what does it say? What?
And the first is, what does it say? 他说什么?
你说什么的，你就看的时候，你就注意的，一直读完的时候。
And you need to focus on what the Bible reads.
Also说, observe it. The observation, 你就观察怎么是重要的啊?
The second word, the O stands for observation.
Then open up your eyes. 你捏了眼睛啊,打开了, open up.
And also open your eyes.
就是主耶稣跟以马忤斯那个复活跟他两个人讲说, 你不认耶稣基督,耶稣看你的心窍。
And just like Jesus talked to the two disciples from
the 让你知道, 主说在圣经里面他讲旧约里面，里面的那些历史书、诗篇，还有五经，都是讲我的事情。And
Jesus opened their minds so they can see all the words in the Old Testament.
所以
speaks referring to
圣经的中心就是主耶稣基督。And
the scene of Scripture is Christ Jesus. Let us learn to be like Him.
还有 R 是什么东西?
Third character R.
R就是叫你说你要 response.
You need to respond.
你看圣经，这个对我有什么教导啊？
What does it teaches me?
我读经不是为了你，我好好读，还是打架跟他打架。
I don't read the scripture for others like my wife.
已经解经了。And
to fight with the words from the scripture.
所以有个 response 就是我心中间受到关照以后。 我怎么办?
And it's truly if my heart
is
enlightened,
how should I do?
And how should I change myself?
像主一样,
to be like the Lord.
第一呢, 最后第一呢,
the last character, D.
第一的意思叫是这样你说, do it. 你就去做。
The last one means to do. Do it.
所以很简单的, 你用这个方法来读的，包括你读圣经有味道了。This
is the special way to read the scripture, and it will have effect if you read that way.
我想应该停在这里，是时间差不多要跳到底下。所以我们读圣经的时候，一方面是自己造就自己，以后要造就别人的时候，我们可以到查经班里面去了，各区的查经班。
And I have to move on, but I want to still share here that we are equipping ourselves, but we are also for our goal is to equip others. And when you get equipped, you can go to Bible studies.
所以你到这个第四组以后，你就成为一个受过训练的，差不多可以出去到各区去负责查经的灵定召的小组。
Finishing four classes, you'll be able to take some responsibilities in each individual group.
我们的长进就是有这样子渠道。
How we grow, this is our channel.
北美的基督徒有个特征。
Many Christians went through the higher education.
所以保罗说，你要想在这一方面的长进，你自己的装备在话语上必须要超越，而且专注在圣经上面的教导。
And you have to equip yourself well and focus on the teaching of the scripture.
所以我在本堂讲到第一次、第二次了，我是恐惧长进啊，做成了得救的工作。
And as I speak here, I tremble and fearful to the Lord.
为什么?
Why?
因为我所讲的，我有很多没有成熟的，都是看书来的，有的是抄这个，有个人是很多别人讲过的，今天说在属灵上长进，哪个人讲过，去把他们的精华把它拿出来。Because
I borrowed many of the messages from other brothers.
不是我的经历。
It is not my own experience.
所以我就跟弟兄劝勉说，你20岁到30岁的时候，你传出来的时候，你做青年的工作，你只能做到一个老师，把圣经的话讲出来好一点，例子举好一点。So
I said that for a young brother coming to service in his 20s to 30s, you probably can only be a teacher.
40岁到30岁的时候，你经历了，因为你传的很多了。
30s to 40s, you may have some experience.
生活上的经历,
and the experience with daily life.
见证上你用你的话来履行的时候，碰到难处以后改正的都不行。
And you build up your testimony by correcting your own mistakes.
所以到50岁的时候，这些传道人站在那里。
So in the 50s, when those missionaries stand down,
不要看圣经可以讲到,
when they preach, they don't have to look at the scripture.
因为他们已经很熟，属灵的生活。 跟这个圣经的教导混合在一起，饶出这个人来。Because
their spiritual life and the teaching of scripture has a unity there.
他变成一个属灵的人。Because
he becomes a spiritual man.
Growing up. 好，我们下去再看一下说，如果你要在属灵上，提摩太，第三个，这个是在这个4章14节啊，刚刚讲12节、13节，现在14节说。
Chapter 4, verse 14, to rekindle your spiritual gift.
我会提醒你,
I remind you,
你不要轻忽你所得的恩赐，就是从前预言在众长老按手的时候替你所给你的。
Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message. When the body of elders laid their hands on you.
我查过提摩太的恩赐。
I searched the gifts of Timothy.
他有传福音的恩赐,
he has a gift of sharing gospel.
第二个他有做老师的恩赐。
He has a teaching gift.
我也很明白啊, 你跟我查几次亲, 我就知道哪一个人可以做好老师。
And I actually can observe. And if you have Bible study with me a couple of times, I can tell who can be a good teacher.
所以的话，但是说，你要，你不要说神给我是一个胆怯的心，你要说神给我是一个刚强、忍耐、谨守的心，要按照神给我的那个能力，是。And
God has not given us a heart of timid, and God has given us a heart of strong and a heart that can be kept.
你已经拉手了。
Because the hand has been laid on you.
所以恩赐是在众人面前的时候，承认哪个弟兄他有这样恩赐的。
And all have accepted that such brother has this gift.
那你说我没有按手过啊？
You may say that the hands haven't been laid on me.
我有没有恩赐？
Do I still have the gift?
有，没被按手过，怎么按手的？
No, you have been.
当你得救的时候，你受洗的时候。
有几个人牧师长老按手在你身上， and the pastor and other brothers laid their hands on you.
圣灵进来，
Holy Spirit come into you.
你得救了，
You're saved.
他在那里说，你得救以后要服侍，跟众弟兄姐妹在教会里面一起来服侍神。
And pastor asked you, are you willing to serve all saints in his church?
记住啊，你有这个。
Remember, you had it.
但是你要发现的时候，就是你要参与。
So how to discover it? You need to participate.
你参与一下，才能够把你的这一些里面的东西给人家看。
And once you start to participate, you start to remember you.
众人就看出底下保罗讲的，你看出你的长进来。
So that others will see your progress.
恩赐 gift 有两个分别，一个是果子，恩赐圣灵的果子。
And there's two differences for the gift. One is a spiritual fruit.
他说有八种性情啊。
There's eight types.
或者九个。
Eight or nine.
所以圣灵果子是什么？是你内在里面。圣灵住在你里面，改变你性格的时候，耶稣基督的灵在里面一起同工。
And what this spiritual fruit is when the Holy Spirit resides in you and transforms you.
那圣灵的恩赐呢？
But what's the gift of spirit?
就叫你在服事上面所表现出来有能力。
It's a power that revealed in your service.
所以里面基督的灵能力。当你外面神在加你能力的时候，你能够呈现出来，你是个刚强壮胆的人。
And with the inward fruit of spirit, outwardly people can see your gift.
知道吗？圣灵的果子是在里面揉到你刚强壮胆各方面的那种性格的时候，你可以在外面表现的时候温柔、谦卑，像我们的主耶稣基督一样。但是呢，他不止这个。为着真理的时候，他可以站起来用鞭打人。
And inwardly, when the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is in you, you can express the humble and meekness of the Lord. But at the meanwhile, you can be brave, fighting for the truth.
你没有信主以前，你有你的天才演讲。
You may have your talent of speech before you believe.
弹琴音乐方面。
Or a talent of playing music.
恩赐是在你接受主以后。
A spiritual gift is after you believe.
你把我讲到的时候，已经不再用加玛利亚所受的那个律法的东西拿出来去讲了。
When Paul preached, he did not preach what he heard from his teacher, Gamaliel.
神爱了他。
The love of God fully poured on Paul.
如今我所传说的只有基督跟他的十字架。
Now what I preach, only Christ and His
Spirit.
And I'm soaked in the Spirit of God.
And the
Word of God flows
out of you.
After you get fully trained, after your prayer, you come up, you are not like you before.
And
God used you. Your gift
众人都看得出来
，and all will see。
昨天礼拜五晚上不是昨天礼拜晚上，我们看到那个谁，冯弟兄牧师讲是吧
？And Friday night, we listened the message of Pastor Fong Bingsheng。
信主以后，第一次只是做见证，就有七个人信耶稣。
After he believed, the first time he made testimony, seven believed。
冯炳生就是游子吟的作者啊。
He was the author of the famous book, 游子吟。
OK， 但是恩赐你说是圣灵给的，你可不可求？
It's the spiritual gift was given by the Spirit. Can you ask for it?
可以求。
Yes。
怎么求
？How？
这个女的，她以前只有两个恩赐，现在她求了有七个恩赐在她身上显明出来。
There's a sister who only have two.Gifts, but now after praying, she got seven gifts.
最主要的，他有这个语言的恩赐。
And the gift of speech.
分别灵的恩赐。
And the gift of discernment.
医治的工作。
And the gift of healing.
其他我不知道。
And some others.
他表现出来。他说我怎么求？你们要听不了，就听他的秘诀。
What's her secret?
我告诉大家，他说，第一
，First of all,
先求他的国和他的义。
To seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
神的国,
and the sister said she prayed 2 and 3 years for that.
主啊我爱你,
she said, Lord, I love you.
为你的国度,
and for your kingdom,
我摆上,
I offer myself. Use me, please.
第二个,
second,
你为教会祷告,
pray for your church.
你来的时候你就服侍给谁啊?
Who you serve with this spirit?
教会,
with this gift.
所有的恩赐是在教会里面彼此配搭,
and all the gifts is for our coordination.
你的恩赐，他的恩赐，他的讲道，他是服侍，他是医病的，他是做先知，大家一起来在身体上面整体配合的时候,
you have your gift, I have my gift, but we are together in one body.
基督身体的荣耀才能够彰显出来,
and it's the glory of the body of Christ.
是完全的,
it is in its fullness.
Fullness 不是说所有都是，而是说它长到那个成熟的阶段了。教会已经到了。
It's not that we are as glorious as the Lord.
第三个还告诉我们说，为着福音。To
pray for the gospel.
你出去传的时候，你会碰到很多异端鬼魔来教，甚至在教会里面都有你的出现呢。When
sharing gospels, you will confront many heresies and the servants of the devil.
这姊妹已经做到这个程度，神教他，一直教他，这样。This
has been taught by the Lord, reaching such a degree.
就是我们最近回来的姊妹王修芬姊妹也做过见证啊。And
even the sister Xiufen, when she came back, she had a testimony.
到达拉斯读书的神学院读书的时候。
They go to the Dallas Seminary.
那些都是博士班啊，什么太太呀，或甚至做过牧师了，已经在那里修道了，都有恩赐。
There's a classes for many wives of the doctorate candidates and the wives for the pastors. They all have their gifts.
他就求神给他一个传福音的恩赐。
And she prayed for a gift of sharing gospel.
我胆子很小啊。
She said, I'm so timid.
不善于讲话,
I'm not well at speech.
神啊, 你就给我一个机会, 我去发福音单张好了。
Lord, give me some chance that I can send some booklets of the gospel.
我发的时候, 它是说科学与信仰,
and the title says Science and Faith.
七本的小本子, 从这个做 picnic 的时候把它发完了。
And she sent all the booklets through a picnic.
你们可以传单传给您吗?
Can you pass these to others?
Please. 你做的时候先祷告说神啊，我今天出去要碰到这些人，是你所差遣的，我愿意给他。
Before you go, pray in your heart that Lord, give me these people that I'm.
有你拿了这个我们传福音的跟聘礼的，你说张弟兄，你去看看 post 在哪里啊？我去 post 了。
And my wife asked me that for those posters we have for our picnic and special meeting, where we post them.
秀芬传完七个小书本的时候，天黑，不是很黑，刮大风。
And Sister Shufen shared that after she sent passed all the booklets, and she's moved that heart that. She feel Lord is coming back.
大家都在picnic的时候收拾东西了。
And everyone at picnic, they are picking up their stuff.
你求,
preparing to leave.
你求, 他就给。
If you pray, he will give.
把最好的东西圣灵赐给我们。
He will give us the best, which is the Spirit.
到时间到，我最后再跳到第四。如果你要转进的话，你必须要承担你所托付的责任。
And take the responsibility that has been given to you.
我们就看这个已经到了四五节，四章十五节这里了。Verse 15. 他这里有两个保罗一定跟他讲，这些事你要殷勤的去做，并且专心再次专心，使众人看出你的长进来。
Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress.
长进不是你说，哎，张弟兄，告诉人家我长进了，我长进了，你怎么讲啊？
It is not that you tell others that I'm growing.
别人看出你长进了。
it's that the others will see your progress.
3年前,
Three years before,
弟兄在这里讲到, 不是我啊,
another brother preached here.
3年后在大这里讲到,
and 3 years later,
那个信息讲出来啊, 真是连在一起啊,
and, and the message was so united.
我们, 我不知道你们, 我是看得非常清楚,
I'm not sure about you, but I can see clearly.
这位弟兄也是我代祷中间的一个,
and this brother,
神的灵要与你同在,
with this brother.
你会传, 那这样子的话, 底下再说, 你要殷勤, diligent, and drunken wholehearted 去做, 但别人看出来, 别人才会服你, 第二个, 你要谨慎啊, 自己和自己所教训的, 要在这些事情上恒心, 因为你这样子做, 有两个结果, 一个, 你能够救那些听你的人, 第二个, 你也能够帮助你自己长进。
Next, watch your life and doctrine closely, persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
所以我们看到这个四个, 第一个我们长进的时候在生活上长进, 让别人看见你是那个灵的模式。
First is to be a role model in daily life.
第二个你在信仰上面就是你自己的话语上面造句。
In faith be well trained in the word of God.
第三个就是你自己的恩赐能够显灵出来。
In spiritual gift, rekindle your spiritual gift.
第四个你就是承担责任不能走的。
And then take your responsibility.
你有这个责任来做这件事情。
You have the responsibility.
保罗说, 我既然接受了救恩, 所以传福音的时候就是我的责任。
And the Paul said that I have been saved to share gospel is my responsibility.
不传福音, 我有祸。
I'll be in trouble if I don't share gospel.
传福音就是我把这个福音免费的送给别人。
And share the gospel freely.
让别人得到永生的好处。
So others can have the benefit of eternal life.
保罗有个 follow up.
And Paul had a follow up.
教导人的时候有个教卷的。
And later he will.
不是教导人好了。
The result will be examined.
保罗说我
he didn't just walk away.
直到我回来的时候见你。
He said, until I come to see you.
这也是我们在教会里面一个 follow up 的很好的一个。 模样,
this is a good example for us in the ministry of follow-up.
这些得救的, 这些长进的, 哪一批的, 今年后面换的, 都有个程序过去, follow-up.
For those who just newly saved, for those who are in progress, we need to follow up.
基督学校里面应该有主日学的次序的。
And there needs to be an order in the teaching in the school of Christ.
所以保罗到最后自己讲的这个提摩太后, 后书那个四章六节八节里面说,
So in chapter 4 verse 6 and 8,
他说我现在在交奠, 我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，三个过程。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6 and 8, For I am really being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is store for me crown of righteousness.
所以我们看到一个吃奶的、领奶的、长大要吃粮，以后变得精兵会打仗的。保罗说：“那个道我已经守住了，我要去跑的那条传福音，我也跑了，而且呢，我已经打了最好的没打世界。” 那时候当时我再也没有地方可以传福音了。
And here we can see clearly the progress of the sucklings for spiritual milk and then those who can eat real food and then gradually become the soldier of Christ. And eventually Paul can claim that I fight all the good fight.
保罗说弟兄们,
Paul said, brothers,
你们在基督里面的劳苦不是徒然。
Your labor in Christ is not in vain.
我们刚刚讲过, 有今生跟永生的报答。
Because it's the promise of this world and the life to come. Life and the life to come.
他说后面说, 从此以后, 有公义的冠冕, 为我们存留, 就是神按着公义审判的主道的时候, 赐给我的, 不但要赐给我，
也赐给那些爱慕他显现的。
Verse 8. Now there's in store for me the crown of righteousness, which is the Lord, the righteous judge, who will reward me on that day, and not only to me, but also to those who long for his appearing.
我们常常听到我们那些老仆人们就是要说，我们传道要传到最后，甚至可以说站在讲台上倒下去都甘愿。
Many times we heard our old servants said that they're willing to share the gospel until the last breath.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
给我这个机会。
Give me this opportunity.
我们彼此来勉励好不好？
Let us encourage each other.
我们教会现在这一个阶段中间成长的时候，我告诉你，已经非常相当好，有根基了。
Because we had good foundation in a group.
哇，那些青年组里面的英文组的这些里面，我去看的时候，高弟兄常常做这些事，他就后面就查了。你们长进了，现在会传福音了。
Many times we observe the growth in the youth in the English group that they can share gospels.
我们配搭起来。
And let us co-work together.
把教会撑得更荣耀神。
Let our church can truly glorify our God.
一起配搭。
Work together.
来荣耀我们的神。
To glorify our God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你叫我们说不要小看你年轻。
And you told us not to let us look down our age.
要在言语、行为、信心、爱心跟谦卑上面做人榜样。
Let us to be example for believers in speech, in love, in faith, and in purity.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让我们的心。被你受割裂
and let our heart be circumcised by you.
能够有个清心爱你的
Let us be pure and long for you.
愿意追求你
and let us desire to pursue you.
愿意被装备
and willing to be equipped.
愿意主差遣我出去
willing to be sent by the Lord.
让你的名
let your name
能够在教会跟外面荣耀
be glorified in church and outside.
主啊，真是谢谢你，我们中间有一些身体软弱的。
Lord, we thank you, even though we have brothers and sisters who are weak in their
physical body. 特别是福牧师冯四五。
Especially Pastor Fong and Sister Fong.
求主帮助。
May Lord help them.
怜悯。
Have mercy.
叫他们很快的康复起来。
That they can recover soon.
主，我们中间心中受到亏损。
Lord, that this for us who are weak.
我求主来涂抹他们
Lord may your blood cover them
让他们能够恢复与你的沟通
Let them recover the fellowship with you
不再受那些人的言语所捆绑
So that they wouldn't be suffering from the bondage from human words
被撒旦所攻击
And for those who are attacked by Satan
断开我们的锁链
Break our bondage.
让我们在你里面能够清清楚楚知道我们所信的是谁。
Now we know clearly that we be, who we believe.
没有人可以控诉我。
No one can sue us.
求主帮助。
May Lord help us.
让我们能够在你里面做一个顺命的儿女。
Let us to be a submissive child before you.
来荣耀你。
To glorify you.
祷告感谢奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
Praise in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.